You're listening to a digital signage podcast brought to you by True, that's T-R-O-U Digital. In this series, we hope to deconstruct digital signage. We'll cover everything from developments in the technology to how different industries can be making the most of digital signage. You can find our episodes over on our website, truedigital.com. If you have any questions or just want to get in touch, don't hesitate to tweet us at T-R-O-U Digital.
Hi everyone and welcome to True Digital Talk, a podcast where we, True Digital, talk all things digital signage. This week we're covering the huge industry that is retail. I have Mario here to share his insight on this sector. Would you like to introduce the topic for us, Mario?
Thanks, Lee. Sure. Retail digital signage is a big deal. In fact, it was probably the first industry to really embrace the technology. There's a reason for this, I think. More consumers than ever are choosing to spend their money online. And the battle for shoppers' attention in retail spaces has never been fiercer. Signage is definitely a tool that can give retailers the edge if deployed correctly.
So retailers obviously advertise their products on these screens. Promotional messaging is used to push particular items of stock. But the capacity of retail signage goes deeper than merely at a product level, doesn't it?
It does. Most of the effective executors are those thinking about brand reinforcement. Don't get me wrong. Signage is great for pushing an offer of the week, but tangible increases in product sales are being recorded. The retailer who focuses on brand advertising is the one who sees the lasting success. Screen content that encourages customer loyalty to a brand rather than to a specific product has much greater payoff than in the long run. The pillars of brand marketing today, video as ever, but now social media, are ideal for digital signage as a platform. The money brands are pooling into TV and internet ads can go further when displayed on screens in a retail environment too.
The great thing about brand-centered marketing is that you're helping to turn brand loyalists into spokespeople who then go out and convert their friend or family member to be your next biggest fan. Linked to this, you mentioned social media. Digital signage presumably can be used to showcase the positive feedback a brand might be receiving online. Having a retweeted message from a customer that rants and raves about your latest product is a lot more valuable than any claim you might make yourself.
Yeah, definitely. A point to add here actually is that digital signage doesn't have to be used inside of a store. A screen can be in the middle of a busy shopping centre or on a bus stop could have the same benefits to a brand.
Let's talk about the consumer. I think you'll agree that the internet has empowered the consumer like never before. Today we research anything before we buy it and shop around first to ensure that we're getting the best deal. The reality is though that many have abandoned the shopping centre or the high street altogether. How can digital signage combat this?
Well, retail signage can revolutionise the customer experience. Through interactive touch kiosks, retailers are beginning to empower the shoppers. The principle of giving agency back to the consumers was first seen in the UK with a retailer, Argos, letting their customers search through catalogues in a store. The idea is pretty dated now, but the modern-day equivalent is letting shoppers search store catalogues on touchscreen kiosks rather than pestering customers as soon as they walk through the door. You let them browse, they stay a bit longer, and they're more likely to make a purchase.
If interactive signage is letting customers do their own thing, how much control do retailers actually have over their behaviour?
That's an interesting question. I think digital signage has the power to subtly influence in a number of ways. Most straightforwardly, showcasing a particular product, your new stock over your old stock, for instance, is a way to manipulate sales. The principle, of course, is the same as having a banner in your shop window. The key difference, though, is the space-saving advantage of going digital. The cost of shop floor space is ever-increasing, with rents going up. Retail signage only takes up a small amount of space, and you can rotate the message and the displays show. It effectively makes your shop window feel larger when it comes to an advertisement. Digital signage can also influence the customer experience by directing footfall around a store. Screens with a wayfinding capacity can provide maps of a store's layout and guide shoppers to what they're looking for. Alternatively, default messages offered on a screen can be used to manipulate footfall to a particular aisle or department.
A simple question. In what ways might digital signage be more engaging than other mediums?
Okay, to give a good example, developments in technology now let customers enter the product identity or the SKU code of an item and receive its information and availability on the screen. With QR codes, retailers can invite customers to scan their screens to unlock special offers. This is more engaging than just handing a voucher over the till. As retailers get more and more creative with this kind of technology, they might want to think about strategies where customers are rewarded for scanning each screen in a store. For example, a large department store could offer a unique discount to customers visiting a screen on every floor. This gamified approach would be an effective way of spreading and increasing footfall.
We've touched on this before, but I think it's particularly relevant to retail. So I'd like to finish with a quick chat about consumer analytics. Today, online retailers are often able to identify the demographic and habits of their customers. Up until now, though, physical shop-owning retailers have had no comparable means to collect data. That's without intrusively asking customers to stop and answer a questionnaire in store. So how is this changing?
Well, developments in digital signage now mean screens are able to track with a greater understanding of who's walking past and who's stopping to engage with their content. Almost every mobile now has Bluetooth. Using this, advanced digital signage screens are able to collect data on passers-by. Some screens even have eye tracking and facial recognition capability, although this is a bit clunky at the moment. At the forefront of technology, retail digital signage is able to identify the gender and age of its real-time audience and adapt content accordingly.
It's amazing really to think that these developments are happening now, not in the future. This kind of targeted marketing will surely transform display advertising. We have to wrap up there, but could you give your closing verdict on retail signage?
Yeah, well, the high street is under threat from the digital marketplace, but it's not dying. It's evolving to cater for new generations of shoppers. The retailers that embrace this change will see huge returns on investments, and it's only a matter of time before others catch up.
That's all from this episode of True Digital Talk. If you'd like to join the discussion, do get in touch on Twitter and tweet us to @TrueDigital, that's T-R-O-U digital, or email your 2 cents to us at info@truedigital.com.
You've been listening to a digital signage podcast brought to you by True Digital. Stay tuned for future episodes and we'll keep you updated on all things digital signage. In the meantime, if you would like some information on our solution, head over to our website, truedigital.com. That's T-R-O-U digital.com.